Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Can I rant for a second?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some random hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized that people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. That's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, 4 different colorways to choose from, and 3 noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on Amazon today.
What's up?
What's up, player?
Hey. What's up?
What's everyone up, hit record? Mike? Everyone hit record?
And we're back. Recording. I'm recording. Daniel, thank you for a mic. I forgot how to do this. It's been so long. So we record.
I made cookies, guys.
Quality set to maximum? Quality set to maximum?
Let me see if my quality set to maximum. Yeah, it's on maximum.
Boom.
Yeah. We're good. What kind of cookies did you make?
I'm going to mukbang right now.
Ooh. Don't mukbang. Okay. No one wants hear you mukbang.
Yeah, they do. Some of these mukbangs go on, get like millions. People are turned on by the sound of chewing.
It's true. Well, there's two sides of it. There's the turned on by chewing, and there's the misophonia crowd that has to throw their headphones on the ground whenever they hear it.
I can't stand it.
There you go.
But
yeah, I don't think our audience wants to.
I think they do. And so, for those of you who don't, just tune out for 5 seconds. But
okay, let me see if I like it.
I made this delicious cookie.
Yeah, let's see if I like it.
It is a chocolate chip caramel cookie.
You made it from scratch?
From scratch.
Ooh.
Oh shit, he cooking.
Ooh. Let's see. Let's hear the mukbang. I have the weirdest boner right now.
Fire.
All right, thank you. That was the mukbang section of our program, audience. Welcome back. Sorry we haven't done a show in a minute. We've been busy doing stuff. How fun was the live show? How fun was the live show?
I really
been looking back on it thinking that was the hardest I've laughed in a very long time.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
We were in such a safe space with so many people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Seattle.
Truly. Thank you. First of all, thank you, Moore Theater. Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, the crew.
Thank you, T-Mobile.
Yes.
Thank you, T-Mobile.
That was the greatest audience. I got to say, I'm not just saying this. Everyone who showed up, there were 2,000 people there on 3 levels, and they laughed so hard and created such an energy for us to have to be, hopefully, be funny, and I think we were. And Bill came, and it was just so funny, and I had so much fun.
My favorite part was when you got the audience to sing. I thought that was really entertaining and funny. Yeah. And
we sang Guy Love. We sang Everything Comes Down to Poo. We had Chad from Laszlo Bane come sing the theme song live. That was awesome.
We had a wonderful super guest star with Bill Lawrence.
Yeah, Bill was hilarious. Yeah. You were funny, Donald. Right. You were.
Thank you.
The second Donald gets in front of an audience, he just becomes You're just so funny, and you're crazy. One person said, "Yeah, you're a laugh for," but who isn't? Bill asked the audience, "What's the most medically accurate comedy? The medical comedy?" And one person said House, and Donald got up and tried to escort them out of the theater. It was so funny.
I was literally on my way. He was on his way out. If his sister hadn't begged for me to please let him stay and say that he was just being funny. So
there were so many moments.
And listen,
before we go on,
I need to apologize. There's a humming in the background, and that is because of a sofa being fixed in my house right now. That's one. Also, two, I'm a bit under the weather, so if I sound a little different and I don't sound as sexy as I normally do, and yes, you missed the mukbang, but you kind of are like, the voice isn't really there today.
Yeah, you do sound like you have a cold, but we at least got to hear you mukbang.
Would you like to hear it again?
No, I think we're good in terms of...
Just one more bite.
Sure. All right. Hold on. I have to shift. Yeah, that was a blast. So we're going to do more because this was sort of our test pilot to see if we thought it would be good and if it came out well. And we all had such a fun time, right, guys?
Oh, it was a blast.
It was really,
cannot wait
really
to do
fun.
It again.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I want to give a shout out to our one and only Joelle Monique, who really
put it all together,
put the show together.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Joelle.
You deserve your flowers, young lady.
Truly,
Joelle, get your flowers.
I'm not going to say anything, but you know, some people were supposed to come on board and do some stuff. They didn't. Leaving it all up to you.
Joelle did it all, and Mark helped a lot. My assistant,
Mark, dude, let's give
Mark
it up for
really
you.
On top of it,
Mark needs flowers too because that became his full time job with Joelle.
Let's give it up for Joe also because you know
Joe crushed it.
He directed. We all had call times and stuff.
Yeah, Joe put a crew together and he directed the whole thing. So we are going to release the audio for this, by the way, eventually. We just got it. We kind of just now it was such a success and it was so much fun. We're all kind of lit up and now we're going to figure out like, okay, we're going to do more, obviously. And tell us where you want us to come because we're going to come. We'll start domestically, obviously, but then one day.
I really think we should hit Australia.
Yeah,
do,
one
man.
Day that would be so fun to do. I think just logistically, we'll probably start in North America.
No doubt. But I just want you to know.
I would love to go to Australia. Are you kidding me?
I'd love to go to the land down under and
Germany, you know. London, Austria.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. As we give one more shout out to Carmen, who was our associate producer on the show. She did a lot of work while she was there too.
Carmen did a great job.
Way to go, Carmen.
It was so fun, you guys. I find myself laughing at something that was said, and the audience just was. I just want to thank the audience. They were so supportive, and they created an environment where we were just like, okay, they want us to be crazy, we'll be crazy.
It was just so safe.
It was like a rock concert,
dude. The most unsafe I felt was Zach behind you. That was the most unsafe I felt.
The audience that wasn't there, you'll hear that when you hear the show. But there
it's
was
a little move. Inside joke for
that's
those
an inside
of you
joke for the people in Seattle. But you'll hear it all when you when we play it for y'all. But it was so fun, and I it's such a high making that many people laugh and singing. It was like a variety show. We sang. Donald did a little dancing. We did a Q&A.
Did Daniel DJ'd at the top of the show?
By the way, shout out to Daniel for DJing at the top of the show.
That was my pleasure.
Fucking killed it. Audience was really hype on that.
Although, Daniel, you had a couple bar mitzvah jokes that are going to have to go next time.
I loved them.
I know. Joelle loved them like a proud sister.
It's killing me.
I turned to Donald once or twice. I was like, no, next time he's not doing it.
No problem.
No, but your songs were amazing, though. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And he was doing all the shit Donald wanted to do, the turning and all the flair.
Uh-huh.
Like he was in, it was like Tom Cruise in Cocktail, but instead of making a cocktail, he was spinning music.
What can I say?
DJ Daniel's a real DJ, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't think that this shit is fake. And I like a button pusher.
And I like the wide array of music you were playing.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I'm trying to play a little bit of everything.
You really jumped around. There was music that Donald and Joelle loved and knew that I didn't, and then you dropped some shit I knew.
It was my pleasure.
It was fun.
It was a good crowd. Everybody was really... It was
crowd was amazing. They were so wonderful and fun. We gave them a good show. We put it all... I was so nervous. I really was. Oh, I was just anxious to, like, you know, I wanted to deliver for everybody. I wanted it to be funny. It was the first time we were trying this. It was nerve-wracking. And then by the time we walked off stage, I just felt so high and happy.
It was a good time, man.
It really was.
To go back to it, even however many weeks this is later, it still kind of puts a warm feeling and smile on my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I've experienced love like that. We've all experienced love like, you know, oh my God, that's, or oh my God, aren't you? And that feels good. There's part of you that's like, okay, I'm doing something right because I just touched somebody and they just they just couldn't help it. And they had to just blurt that out just now, right? That was one of those moments where it was like, yo, we're putting on a show. Who wants to come? That's a very vulnerable feeling as an entertainer.
Yeah, of course.
That's a very, very vulnerable feeling. And to know that we've not only did we sell out, we gave them a good show and they had a good time when they left.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so appreciative to all of you that came. And I those of you who are going to get the chance to listen to this, and those of you who are listening now, man, we never really get that opportunity. We do get the opportunity to say it, but we don't say it enough. And I want to say it now because that live show was banging, dude. That shit was fire, man.
Yeah. It was so fun. And by the way, when you're a performer, whether you're a singer, you're a comedian, you're a sketch comic, whatever you're doing in front of people, the audience's energy fuels the show. And they came with such amazing, positive energy, ready to laugh, that fed all of us to put on an even better show. Because I don't think I can speak for us all, that we weren't expecting that kind of reaction. And so that just made us go crazy.
Yo, Joelle walked across the stage in the background trying to hide from the audience, and they started screaming.
Yeah.
That shit was weird, yo. My mom was always happening. Joelle,
why are you, you're like a kid at the school play peeking their head out from the curtain. Why are you walking across the stage?
We were in makeup. There's makeup rooms in the back, and it was quiet and cooler than it was in a lot of the other spaces. So I was like, well, we'll just go over here. And I'll just have my makeup lady finish me off before we go on stage. And then I forgot that we did not have a curtain or anything blocked. So when we came out, I was like, I'll just like try to slide. Well, and book
Joelle,
it.
Joelle gave the audience a spoiler peek at her fit.
Right away.
Wow. Yeah. It was wild. You know, the other moment that sort of elicited that reaction was the end of Guy Love, which felt like a full bandstand. Like, I don't know, what's the Rolling Stones like? Standard where they like play the first notes and the audience is like beside themselves so excited. Yeah. It was for sure one of those moments.
It was like John Legend came out on stage and was about to sing, like, you know, we're just ordinary people.
I'd rather hear Guy Love myself.
I do like that.
But we
song,
crushed
though.
It. The other song I fucked up a couple times. Everything Comes Down to Poo. But the audience liked it when we fucked up, I think.
They did. They loved it.
I shouldn't say we fucked up. I fucked up.
Yeah, I was about to say, dog, don't lump me into that shit. You tried to.
It was great. You guys really crushed it.
Yeah.
Daniel, you are going to cut that so we can have an episode for our listeners, right?
Absolutely. I got all the audio already.
You guys aren't going to believe it. It was so, I mean, this show that we're just doing in front of our Zoom monitors, but in front of 2,000 of the most raucous, fun, ready to laugh people. It was amazing.
It was really great.
What's going on? BL really came with it, man.
Bro, Bill was hilarious.
Oh my God.
We got to have a guest every time. I feel like every episode we'll have a different Scrubs cast member or... You know, it could be someone like Brendan Fraser or Johnny C or Krista Miller or Sarah Chalk or Judy Reyes.
I think Sarah Chalk, Judy Reyes, and Johnny C should be the first three, like right out.
Do you think we should do Sarah Chalk in Vancouver?
I think we, oh.
Make it real easy for her.
I just feel like, you know, you got it. There has to be a little story behind each guest.
Man, that's fire idea. That's a fire idea. Everybody in Vancouver right now just got a little bit of movement. There was just like a little bit of shifting. It was a shift.
Yeah, I was thinking like we could do like, I don't know. I was thinking that we, with each guest, like this is just random, but I was thinking like, all right, so Neil comes on, right? Neil's an improv sketch comedian genius. So like we could do a segment with Neil where he teaches you and I how to do like, I mean, we know the basics obviously, but like he walks us through like an improv thing, right? And then we get call outs from the audience and the three of us do an improv sketch with Neil, like something like that. Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be great. In Chicago?
Sure. That one we should
That's
be Chicago.
Hometown.
Well, and also it's like the improv capital of the country.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
There you go, Donald.
Brilliant.
You're thinking. It's going to be fun. We got to plan it now. Joelle, I hope you don't have any other jobs. No, we're going to get you help. We're going to get it. Now that we're doing it for real.
Done. That's it. Y'all, your lives are over.
No, Joelle, I want you to know that was kind of the pilot, and we're going to get like a proper tour manager when we tour.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
I'm not going
to
leave you.
Working with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Well, wow. I got to say, Joelle, and to give you your flowers. You really took on something you didn't know much about and did a fantastic job.
It was a learning curve, but it was exciting to learn it. So I'm glad it all worked out. I'm so glad Mark showed up and was like, let me just handle this portion of it real quick. I was like, Mark, a genius. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark helped a lot. Joelle, I got to say, Mark really stepped up. And
you know how we like it. Zach and I like to walk in, do that thing, walk out.
Yes. That's what you did. I participated in some planning. That's what you did.
Well, that's okay. My bad.
Joelle has no idea what happened.
Joelle, you know how. Yeah. Joelle, you know how I like it.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, boo. I try Donald, to keep it
Donald,
that way for
Donald
you.
Donald just shows up. He's like, "Oh shit, it's like lit and there's furniture."
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. I was just as surprised as the audience was. I was like, "This is fire. What's to run a show? Oh shit, we gonna sing night?"
Donald's like.
Bill?
Donald's like, somebody made a call sheet. We sounded good too on Guy Love.
Yeah, well, we improvised a little bit. Like everything was just beautiful. It was a great night.
Next time we sing, I'll be off book. I was holding the lyric sheet, which was insecurity about fucking up the lyrics. So I just held it, but then I fucked up because I was overthinking the lyrics. Obviously, I know the words to those songs. I just had to not have the crutch of the lyric sheet. But I didn't fuck up Guy Love, and that sounded perfect. So I wanted to tell you, I did Pete Holmes' podcast, and I find Pete Holmes to be one of the funniest stand-ups there is. Bill and I went to see him rehearse his hour-long special that's going to come on Netflix that he shot since. And we were just belly laughing. It was so funny. And I went to do his podcast, and he has two things I told him we were going to steal for our podcast. Mm-hmm. He goes, when someone says something, he goes, speed agree. I speed agree on that.
Speed agree.
What is speed agree?
That just means like you agree so fast, like you don't even finish your thought.
So funny.
I like that.
That's good.
And the other one is scandal noted. So let's say you want to talk about someone who has problems. You can talk about them. You just go scandal noted. But I do want to say that.
That's good cover. I like that.
Because we were trying to talk about some people that have been canceled or have, you know, issues, but you still want to be able to make your point. So you say, like, you know, the thing about Cosby, scandal noted, was that he da 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 da.
Right.
Oh my god.
So if it's all right with you, I'd like to steal from Pete Holmes a speed agree and scandal noted. Should we get in the show, Donald?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Mm-hmm. Very funny episode.
Very funny episode.
Some real HR issues.
Yes, but I will say this. Yes, scandal noted.
Scandal noted. That's funny. See, you've already got it, Donald. Scandal noted. JD and Turk would have been fired for their behavior on this talent show real quick.
Oh my gosh. From back in the day when they were interns to when they decided to do to make their own interns do it.
Yeah.
They would have been completely
I just kept cringing.
Terminated.
I kept cringing. I mean, like, it's funny that
I only cringed at one joke.
What, the asking the two women to lube themselves up?
No.
Well, you should have cringed at that one. Scandal Wayne Brady. Noted. Oh, the Wayne Brady. That was cringe, yeah. Didn't he get mad at you for that?
Yeah, he did.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, understandably.
Wayne, I apologize, and I apologize 100%.
Yeah, you did apologize. I remember that.
I did. To his face. After he stepped to me like, yo, what the fuck did you say? I was like, oh, shit, Wayne, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Well, you know, I think you were not at a point yet, and you are now, we both are, where we were still wide-eyed enough to be like, okay, if he wants me to say that, I'll say that. Like, now I would say, like, I'm not going to say that.
Right. I mean, we were just trying to be funny, too. You know what I mean? And that was what I was trying. You know, it was like, I'm just trying to be funny, dude. I'm just trying to. And it was like, at your expense, you know what I mean? That's not really funny. That's just stupid. And I apologize to him. Then I apologize now, too. I think that was a tasteless joke.
I'm sure he's forgotten you. Forgotten that. Yeah.
Well, but, I'm sure he's forgotten me, too.
I know that he's forgotten you. You're a legend.
He's such
a... But anyway, let's talk about the show.
He's an amazing... Bro, let's give him his flowers, too, since we're here. He is
incredible,
an amazing
improver.
Performer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
incredible
amazing
improv.
Performer. Amazing Broadway performer.
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
No Johnny C in episode 810. This must be Johnny C's turn to take a break.
But they bring in Sonny and Joe.
This really feels like, you know, in hindsight, oh, there's Billy. In hindsight, we really see Bill teeing up what he's going to try and do for season 9, which is make these interns the star. This one is really about Sonny and Joe.
I really feel like this was the path right here. This was the blueprint.
The handoff?
I feel like this was the blueprint. Bill said it. Look. This is how we should do the show. We can still have the main characters of the show, but let's phase them to the background and put them in the mentorship part. Johnny C's Kelso will have you guys play the mentors, and let's just make the show about the young guys. You know what I mean? The young ones.
Yeah.
And it really does work. Sonny and Joe were actually a great. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. The two of them didn't. Why that wasn't season 9, but that was really funny.
Well, they were a part of season 9, weren't they?
Well,
is
Joe
Sonny
was a
in
part
season
of,
9?
Denise is a part of season 9. Sonny's only in one episode.
Oh, okay. Well, they walk in and they call Joe, Denise, dude chick. Elliot tells her. Because Joe is so dedicated to being there all the time, and Elliot says, "Look, you got to blow off some steam. You can't just stay, you know, because Joe's staying all night long, and the other interns are going and having drinks and at least having some social life."
Well, I was going to say that also. This is the episode that we're learning. Joe's actually Denise is actually a really good intern / doctor. She's actually. One that cares, even with this exterior this hard exterior that she has, the show opens up with her warming someone's bedpan so they can go take a shit.
Yeah. She does care. She just, and her bedside manner is still a bit gruff, but she's working on it. She's making strides with that.
Everything's tracking.
Elliot now. Says that some now. Babies smell like ham. she thought this was related to how she used to warm up her sandwiches in
the NICU
in the baby incubators. But then she realized that some babies do in fact smell like ham, and she calls them ham babies. She runs into one on the way out of this first scene, and she smells it, and she goes, "Ham baby."
So I've never smelled a ham baby, but I do love the way a baby's breath smells.
A baby's breath?
There's nothing fresher than the baby's breath.
Oh, that's
so like, listen, it's even a line in the Mos Def song. But look, check this out. It smells like breast milk, but vomit, right?
Mm-hmm. And
it's
just,
yeah, exactly. all of you out there who have kids, and remember when they were babies, know exactly what I'm talking about. You could, I mean, I didn't do this, but I could literally take my nose if. Just stick it in my kid's face.
That's so sweet.
And I can't do it right now because I'm stuffed up.
Yeah, not right now. You wouldn't be able to get that beautiful breast milk vomit scent.
Yeah, you can't beat it. I wish I could. I wish I could. I wish I could scent that in a candle.
So for the second time in Scrubs history, we know that we learn that Carla has whiskers on her areolas.
But this one's gray.
The first time,
and as thick as a thorn.
The first time was when Turk drew a drawing of it, and it looked like a walrus.
Yeah.
And now she plucks a giant. I mean, it's a giant hair. How did she let that
like
hair get that long?
A thorn from a cactus. It looks like a cactus thorn.
How did she let that get so long? I mean, that's not. That almost needed brushing.
It's clear that her breast area is not part of her and Turk's sex life. Like ever since he saw the walrus, he was like, nah, 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 nah.
Just keep the bra on.
Let's do it a different way. So.
Well, that's quite a hair. I mean, that hair
that
could use...
That shit looked like it was from a cactus, man. If there's multiple down there, she's freaking... It's like she's protect. Like the nipple is being protected with thorns. Like the.
I mean, that was to the point where if she's going to keep it, it needs conditioning. I mean, it was quite a long hair.
I don't think conditioner will do anything with that.
Well,
hair.
She could have just like pulled on it with some shampoo and then pulled on it with some conditioner.
I don't think that would curl it. I think that thing was just a straight up like a tusk.
I just don't understand that it was like a tusk.
She pulled it and it didn't even fall. It was just a straight, and it was thick. It was just a straight hair.
I think they went too long with it in directorial choice. It wasn't believable.
I don't think,
All right, so then Kelso and the janitor both witnessed this, right? But Carla doesn't see that the janitor notices.
No, she sees that he notices.
No, she doesn't. She does?
I thought he popped up and was like, what the heck? And then Kelso, act like you didn't see it. And then Kelso goes, what the heck? And she's like, oh, shit.
Okay, you're right. So she just knows she's going to gaslight the janitor for the whole episode. She really
right
fucks
away.
His mind up. She fucking successfully gaslights him. He's questioning everything, even the fact that he was in The Fugitive.
Right. This has got to come back around. This guy has to come back around full circle. I love that The Fugitive callback, isn't it, though?
Yeah. He's like, was I even in The Fugitive?
Under his breath, he says it. She doesn't even hear him say it. So his secret's still safe. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah, because the secret he told to JD.
You tell anybody, you're dead.
Right. Carla doesn't hear him say it this time?
No, she doesn't hear him say.
His secret is still safe.
She's still trying to figure out a way to freaking console him after she's mind fucked him so good.
You know, I just realized something I didn't realize with regards to Neil's cameo in Shrinking. That I didn't realize. I just thought it was sweet that Neil was Harrison Ford's character's patient. I didn't realize that they have that connection back to The Fugitive. Did you?
Yeah, and Indiana Jones.
What is Indiana Jones?
He's in Kingdom Skull, Crystal Skull, I mean.
Neil is?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. But I just realized, it's funny, that's such a blind spot, because I went, oh, it's just cool, Neil's doing a cameo because he's part of the Bill universe, and then I went, oh, no, they have that moment in Fugitive together. That's so cute.
Kimbo! Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words. Can I rant for a second?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some random hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized that people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names? That's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Okay, so the interns are going to put on a sketch show. I guess every year the interns put on a sketch show and they roast the senior staff. And this year, JD and Turk are in charge. And unlike most years where the interns are allowed to write their own sketches, JD and Turk decide that they're going to write all of the sketches for them because they're hilarious.
Because they're funnier than anybody else in the hospital.
Yes, and they're very excited to this. I've never seen them so excited about anything.
Well, here's what it comes down to.
They're like giddy schoolgirls.
Here's what it comes down to.
Yes.
They're senior staff now. So they get to do whatever the fuck they want. Matter of fact, their mentor, the dude that they go and get beers with and shit like that, and the dude that used to fucking haze them and stuff and then became their friend and is giving them the best advice, is now the chief of medicine.
Yeah.
So they're like, yo, this is our hospital, man. We run this thing. Turk and JD are running the show. It's their thing.
Yes.
And they know it.
Yeah.
And the flashback. Oh, my God. There's so many moments.
The flashback. Wait, before you get to the flashback, which is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my life. But this is the first moment they would have been fired, when they ask for 2 volunteers who are willing to go full frontal. Now, they don't specifically say that they need to be women, but they do say that whomever it is going to be rubbing oil on each other. And I don't even know why that was. It was related to a sketch that they had written.
I think we're treading in waters that I have no clue.
No, scandal noted. I'm just saying that this is, we would have been, as doctors, quickly fired for asking our interns to rub lube on each other at the talent show.
Male, female, them, they, or whatever you want to say, my friend. Yes, like that.
So I apologize for JD and Dirk's behavior during the talent show in whatever year this was.
That's just okay, like you come out being like, that's like, oh man, that's horrible.
The flashback when you come out as Aloma. Now, mind you, Aloma, this is Aloma, by the way, playing Nurse Roberts again in the flashback. She's right back to Nurse Roberts now, not Laverne Shirley. Again.
Right, that's not Shirley.
And you are so fucking funny, and she's enjoying.
I love Jesus, and Jesus, he loves me. Jesus!
You're so funny. Now, Aloma, the character, Nurse Roberts, is enjoying it at first. She's like, because I do love Jesus.
I do love me some Jesus.
Yeah, she's not offended at all. She thinks it's funny. She's down to be teased. She's like, yeah. Until Jesus comes out. And Jesus comes out and goes, Shalom and Nanu Nanu, my friends.
Nurse and Roberts does not like that at all.
No, Nurse Roberts is not playing with that. Oh my God. Nurse Roberts is
tackles,
not.
And she tackles.
He tackles Jesus.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Nurse Roberts went from enjoying this show to getting on stage and tackling JD because he's playing Jesus,
the,
and he
the
said,
"The line before she tackled Jesus was, I do love me some Jesus."
No, the line before was Shalom and Nanu Nanu, my friend. No,
the line from Nurse Roberts before she tackled Jesus was, "I do love me some Jesus."
Yeah, but what put her over the edge was Shalom and Nanu Nanu. And I'm giving the peace sign.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I wonder what the end of that sketch was. That sketch was hilarious.
Yes, did you guys like really miss each other? Because it was, if I remember right, Donald was off and then you were off. Right?
We always
and then
missed you guys each other. Back together. We missed each other if we were just wrapped at dinner time and didn't see each other until the morning.
There was only,
y'all were on like another level in this episode, though. It seemed like you guys were like, yes, finally, we're back.
I mean,
at this point, we had just, I mean, it just had been, it had been, it's polished at this point. We had done it so much that it was like.
Well, we were having fun. We were clearly, in this episode, you and I are clearly cracking each other up. There's a point where we're making this stuff up, dude. There's a lot of improv here in this one. And I also remember, I can see in your face when you think you're holding it together, but when Jimmy, the overly touchy intern, is massaging your breasts, you are cracking up on the inside.
Yeah.
Darren was so funny in this.
Oh my God.
This is all a prelude to Mad TV. This is all a prelude to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. I laughed out loud when you, after Aloma tackles JD as Jesus, you go, there will be a 20-minute intermission.
Yeah, there'll be a 20-minute intermission. I know that was improv because I remember that just being from theater, being at my parents' theater, and freaking somebody coming out on stage because they needed to be in the show and they didn't have no other part. And so you'll be the intermission motherfucker, all right? That's who you're going to be. So they do that first act right at the National Black Theater in Harlem. Shout them out. They got a show on Broadway right now called Fat Ham.
Oh, that's doing really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. National Black Theater, shout you out. Sade, oh me.
Mm-hmm. Fat Ham is really popular. That was one of the shows everyone was talking about in New York.
Marcel Spears, shout him out. Picasso at the La Pan is you, baby. For life, baby. Anyway.
For life.
He and I did a play together, and he's on Broadway right now as Fat Ham.
I got to digress for a moment. I saw 4 one-person shows in New York when I was just there.
Wow.
It was my one-person show trip for some reason. I saw Jodie Comer in Prima Facie. That was amazing. Ugh. Then I saw the best magic show I've ever seen called Inner Circle, which you have to go see. It's like close-up magic in a theater, but a very small theater. Again, I got a magician, Israeli magician named Asi Wynn. Incredible. Then I saw One Woman Show, which is a spoof of one-person shows. That was hilarious. And then I saw Alex Edelman, who's a comedian, and he's a really, really funny comedian, and he's a Jewish guy, and he went and attended an alt-right meetup in Queens. And so the show is the story of him attending an alt-right gathering, and it's so crazy and insane, but also hilarious.
Braver than I.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
There's no way in hell. Yeah. I would have to be blind like freaking Dave Chappelle was in that sketch.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't go because you...
And not know that I was black because I would... I just imagine some of the things you hear somebody say in that shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I don't know if my heart could take it.
I know it's insane, but he's presented in a really comedic way, and I recommend all 4 shows to people. That was really good. We're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back. Right, Donald?
Yes, we will.
We'll be right back.
Hey, listeners! It's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase.
Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the wallet app on iPhone.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com.
All right, back to our show, Scrubs. Donald.
My love.
So that was so funny. We talked about that. So Joe ignores Elliot's advice. So they have a patient named Brianna.
Right.
And
who has heart issues.
She has some issue where she's she has immune disorder where she's very vulnerable to getting sick.
Right, that's what it is. And she's so sick almost every month, and she almost dies almost twice to three times, four times a year or some shit like
right.
that. Right,
her mom is very protective of her. The kid is complaining about it. And
never been out, never gone outside of the house because of her ailment.
Right. And so...
never seen no parts of another person's body. Is pretty much what we're trying to say.
Right. She has no experience with anything. I don't know how old she is. She's at least an older teenager.
All I know is they're trying to get her out so she can at least dance
right.
with another person.
They want to take her out and the mom is saying no. And Joe says
she could get so sick if she dances with somebody or even just sips a beer next to somebody. That she could wind up back in the ICU.
Of course.
And could die.
And it's just a thing between like the mom saying, look, I know what's best for her. And both Elliot and Joe, independent of each other, are trying to get her to have a chance to get outside and feel like a normal kid.
Right. But some of these people aren't taking their own advice.
Right. Because Elliot goes and talks to her, even though she advises Joe not to.
Well, we find that out later.
How funny is that fantasy? Is it a fantasy or a callback when I go, this is our sketch show, and I keep slapping you?
And you keep slapping me. Our sketch show. It's a fantasy. And then you snap out of it, and you're like, yeah. Oh, it's all right if you're late. Our sketch show. Yes. I remember shooting that. I do remember shooting that.
That was funny.
I remember getting slapped and looking into the camera and all of that stuff.
And each time you go, ah!
Yeah.
Our sketch show.
This is our sketch show.
No one picks Denise as a scene partner. The janitor tells Carla that he did see her pluck out her hair.
And she's like, no, you didn't.
And he makes all these noises. He does a whole shtick with the hair, like boing, boing, and then he plays it like a violin.
I wasn't here yesterday. That's Carla's excuse for everything. I was here yesterday.
She really commits to the gaslighting route.
I mean, if you're going to gaslight, you might as well commit, right?
She goes all
in. You can't half-ass no gaslighting. You can't be like, you know, I wasn't here yesterday. Or maybe I was.
Right.
And then expect to win.
He's all baked and tired.
Sorry. I'm just sick, man. I'm on that fucking, what's it
Are
called?
Are you taking weed as part of your medicine regimen?
No, that D. What's that? Not the dick, but the what's the other
You're
D?
You're on that thick D?
Vitamin D?
No, not that vitamin D.
You ride in that thick vitamin D?
No, it's that over-the-counter medicine. That,
oh, DayQuil.
Not DayQuil D, but what's the other one that they got?
Dick.
Mucinex. Mucinex D.
Oh.
Yes. That D. Yes. Mucinex D.
Mucinex D. The first one you think of.
I think you may have added some ganja to your regimen.
No, but that's what the name of it, because there's also the Claritin
you're right.
D.
Yeah, no, you're totally
Mucinex
right.
Mucinex
yes.
D.
No, you're right.
There's a bunch of Ds. But Advil D.
Did you add anything to your regimen?
Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang forever.
I mean, if I'm going to keep it 100 with
yeah,
y'all.
Please keep it 100.
I felt like I could dry out some of that mucus with some smoke. I was wrong. I probably inflamed that motherfucker a little bit more. The point is,
yeah,
I'm on that D.
Yeah, you're on that thick D.
I got some of that big fat D up in me.
The janitor says that he wants Carla's nipple hair. He collects things, he says, and he wants to put it between his molars and a snug, which is a snail slug hybrid that he was able to splice together unsuccessfully.
Yes.
That had to be Neil just making shit up.
Absolutely.
That smells of Neil riffing.
But I can imagine that too, just the two animals sliced and then tried to stick them together.
I like that he says he was able to splice together unsuccessfully.
Yeah. A slug and a snail. He commits, okay. Yo, dude, he has like straight up murderer tendencies, the janitor does.
But again, we don't know if it's all a lie. We don't know. We have seen him with his squirrel army, so we know that's true.
Right. And he captured those squirrels and killed some of them, too, if I do remember correctly.
I think all.
Wow. See? There are no squirrels around the hospital anymore.
That's true. They don't have issues with squirrels.
I mean, these are murderer tendencies. These are things that people who
He wants to kill me. He says it lots of times. All because I put a penny in the door. Why did I put a penny in the door?
I don't know. You did it. JD did it.
I know. We never analyzed that, though. We haven't gotten there yet. But when JD admits to putting the penny in the door, but why would JD put a penny? It doesn't make any sense.
To why be would an JD, asshole?
No, it's his first day, and he gets accused of putting a penny in the door. Why
it's
would JD?
It's just like Cobra Kai, man. The janitor is fucking Johnny, and you are fucking LaRusso. And you've come into the new area and you're just fucking up all of his shit because you're the new guy and you have this entitled feeling and you decide to put a penny in the door and mess up his day. And because of that, he's now viewed as the bad guy. It's Cobra Kai.
I don't believe this narrative. I don't believe the narrative that JD on his first day as a Wyden intern purposefully put a penny in the door to break the emergency door in the emergency room. What the fuck is that? I think JD, if he does admit to that, like I think he does, right? I think he was just trying to find some closure with the janitor. Why would he do that?
I don't know. We got to go back and figure. It can't. It has to be for some malicious reason.
I've never really thought this out ever. This is the
first. We're going to learn soon, or we'll at least get the reason, the very specific reasoning soon.
But he does admit it, right? That's what I do recall that. But
season 8 finale.
But that doesn't make any sense. He must be just saying like, hey, let's have some closure. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, because Wikipedia says JD accidentally stuck a penny in the door. And I don't know how somebody accidentally sticks a penny in a door.
Hold that door. He probably flicked it to try. I got it.
What?
See, this is why weed sometimes is good.
Hi, I'm Donald Faison for weed.
This is what happened. JD was running extremely late that day, and he was excited, if I do remember correctly.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get through the door, but it was closing. His MacGyver-like instincts kick in.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
He pulls out a penny and flicks it.
He doesn't have MacGyver-like instincts. He's John Dorian.
To try and...
He has instincts for musical theater.
Angle it into the sensor so the automatic door slides open. It's broken. He flees the scene, knowing that he broke it. Comes back later. The janitor's there. JD, like all people... when they're guilty of something, admit it in some way. Well, maybe there's a pin. Maybe somebody put a penny in it.
I think if anything, a penny fell out of JD's pocket, and he realized it must have come from my pocket. He is not purposeful.
I like my story better. My story is way more heroic.
Yeah, your story is.
It's like Indiana Jones-esque, and you need to run with it.
Your story is weed-based.
But it's very Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, slash
but JD's not
Alabama
MacGyver.
Jackson, slash MacGyverish.
All right. Let's get back to the show. So then there's another HR nightmare. We're trying to make sure that the woman who's playing Elliot has a flat enough ass.
Yeah, we wanted to go get some cardboard.
And we're examining the woman's ass, and we're like, it's not flat enough. JD says, I've chewed on that thing.
Yeah, I've chewed on it, yeah.
And it's flatter than day-old beer. By the way, Sarah has a very nice bum, for what it's worth.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Sarah has a very nice bum.
Yeah, Sarah has a very nice bum. So scandal noted, but I want the record to reflect that Sarah does not have a flat bum.
Speed agree.
Oh, my God. Pete Holmes is going to be so happy.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I'm sorry that JD are yelling at an intern that her ass needs to be flatter. Turk gets massaged by Jimmy Lee. I can never say it. Jimmy, the overly touchy orderly. And he just calmly says, no, thank you. But if you go back and look at Donald's eyes, he is holding in a laugh. I can just know that face.
Yeah. But also.
And then when it's over, you're so proud of yourself that you got through it. You're like, I did it. And you're like.
He's very difficult. Especially back then when he was just starting to hone his craft to not laugh around. Look, some of the scenes with Taryn in this show and Sam Lloyd on the floor when he's breathing in his ear and stuff like that. I don't know how Sam was able to keep a straight face. We laughed very hard at that just by watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know.
There were so many bloopers. Whenever Taryn was massaging you, there was no way to not laugh.
There's because he really massaged you. So it feels good.
No, it was so intense. I remember being really intense.
But I like intense massage. You don't like an intense massage?
I love, but not from Jimmy, the overly touchy intern. I like one from a masseuse. I do. I like it hard. I don't like it when they come and just basically rub lotion over
your body. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
I want the elbow in my back.
Yeah.
I want to be like, ow, why?
I want to be like, please, a little softer.
Yes, I do like that. I want to get to the point where I'm like, whoa, 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 okay, mercy, a little bit softer.
You got it. I want to say my safety word.
Yeah, let's have a what do you call it? A safe word. Yeah.
Safe yeah.
Word, what is your safe word with your masseuse?
Please stop. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's clear. That's clear.
Yeah, it's very transparent.
Mine's ouch.
Same thing.
So Bill is obviously trying to buy back his two largest breaks in reality of the series Scrubs. When Carla says, you lied about building a giant sandcastle and JD flying like a flag because those things defy the laws of physics.
Why do you think he was trying to buy that back?
Because I think Bill has spoken openly in the years since and laughed about it, that he didn't always nail the world of when something was a fantasy and when it was reality. Like JD being in that backpack is a real world. You stuffed JD into a normal size backpack and closed it in the real world.
Dude, it's a sitcom.
Yeah, no, but dude, there's a balance of reality.
Well, I mean, even come on, man. These guys blew up car. We've blown up cars. We freaking like, come on, man. I don't know.
I agree with Bill that he was pretty good at keeping the insane stuff in fantasies, and then occasionally, like the janitor building a sandcastle that's livable in the parking lot. I mean, Bill said. In the past that he said, like, he showed up one day, which is cannot true because that thing probably took a week to make.
Hell, right? I'm about to say they had to dump all of that sand.
No, it was two stories, dude. It was just coated thinly, it was built like a two-story house and they just put sand on the outside of it. So Bill saying that he didn't know is bullshit because they would have had to build that shit for a long time.
Sorry, it's uncomfortable.
It's gone. Why don't you just lean forward, bro?
It's just so uncomfortable in here, dude. And this is the only room that I have that I can do this in right now.
Why don't you go back to your closet life?
Because my closet has a bunch of fucking generators and all of that shit is, so it sounds like a fucking gong.
What does it sound like? Does it sound like this?
No.
Does it sound like this?
You honor me.
No.
Okay. Donald, if you want, we can set you up with a studio too. Like we can.
He's not going to do that. He doesn't leave his house.
I don't want to go to a studio, but what I am going to look into is getting a little box because I do a lot of
voiceover
work.
You said doo-doo. Well,
I did. You're right, but I do. And
you said doo-doo.
Yeah, I did. And so I'm thinking about, because remember those little studios back in the day that you could buy and you could close the door and open a door?
Sure.
I think they're a lot cheaper than they used to be.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have one that you're already looking at?
I don't. Not yet.
Okay.
But this was just an idea.
Okay.
Split second just now.
Sarah bought one of those because she does, what's it called?
Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty.
Scandal noted Rick and Morty.
Scandal noted.
Sarah bought one of those because she does Scandal Noted Rick and Morty, and you should get one since you clearly had never have a quiet home.
Not anymore.
Your kids are cute. I saw Donald's kids the other day at my mom's house.
Aww.
My mom had a little pool party for all my friends.
Oh, that's so sweet.
None of the adults got in the pool. All of the kids did, though.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Were you upset about that?
Well, I thought I was going to swim too, but Donald was wearing a sweatsuit in like 90-degree heat for some reason.
Go off.
No, the adults just had a great conversation and the kids swam. That was good. It gave the kids something to do while the adults chatted.
Yeah. I really do love your mom.
My mom's the best. My mom's so sweet. She planned a pool party for all my friends and she planned it far out. She made it sure everyone had it on their calendar like 2 months out.
Mm.
Aw.
Smart.
She hit us up in April.
That's so sweet, though. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you guys got to turn up because my mom's like planning this like a wedding.
Yeah.
There's like RSVPs and shit.
Yeah. Casey was like, there's no way you can ever miss this. That was the smartest thing ever. If you want to make sure everybody shows up,
yeah.
Put that shit 2 months out.
Yeah.
There's no way that anybody, I'm going
to start doing shit longer out. Like, yo, my birthday, 2024.
You got, right. Come on. You got 6 months to get it together.
She got everyone, man. Everybody turned up.
Yeah, they did.
It was amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish the show. It's called Scrubs, and it stars Donald Faison. We'll be right back.
And Zach Braff.
We'll be right back.
Hey, listeners. It's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old-school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
Okay.
That was the lamest ever back ever, Zach.
Gurgle, gurgle,
gurgle, gurgle. Remember the gurgle, gurgle, guys? Do you guys remember the gurgle?
No,
gurgle?
We're not talking about gurgle.
Gurgle.
We're not going to talk about the gurgle.
The gurgle doesn't make it back?
No, the gurgle's over.
What about gluck, gluck?
No. No. Okay. No more gurgle.
Okay.
So the janitor says that that Carla has a comically large hair on her baby feeder. He calls her breast a baby feeder.
Yeah.
He says, I saw you take a comically large, I guess it was intentionally large, comically large hair off of your baby feeder. Then they cut to us in the cafeteria. This was so funny, Donald. When we go, you go, I'm so nervous. And I go, welcome to live theater.
Yeah.
I was like waiting for Guffman.
Yeah, wait, I was about to say this, just like waiting for Guffman.
I made me want to see a whole movie with us as like waiting
as
for
this.
Guffman.
Yes.
Waiting for Guffman theater directors. You're the choreographer.
Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds.
Zach and Donald. Wait, where is he?
Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in house arrest.
Zach and Donald.
Wasn't
are,
that what house arrest was about though? Wasn't like one of them like, he did pitch something where we did try to put on a show.
I don't know, but Zach and Donald, someone did, but Zach and Donald, Yeah, did someone pitch something like this that we run an amateur theater?
Yes, that was one of our pitches.
I really, after watching this episode, I like that.
I agree. I agree.
Donald's the choreographer. I'm the director, and we're putting on a show. I'd watch the shit out of that.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to live theater.
Welcome to live theater.
All right. So the first impersonator is doing Kelso, and he says, "I'm Bob Kelso. I do nothing but sit around here all day, and I like prostitutes." And then Kelso finds it hilarious. He's in the audience, and he says,
"I do like prostitutes."
No, he goes, "It's funny because it's true."
Right. That was a cringe moment right there.
Why?
Because all of the prostitute stuff that Kelso's done in the past.
And well, he likes hiring sex workers. Is that wrong? I don't know. I suppose that he particularly is specifically into Asian sex workers, maybe is cringe and scandal noted.
Well, that's where I was going to go with it, but I didn't want to take it there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we have scandal noted, so we can address these things.
Okay. Scandal noted. I really like scandal noted. I really like scandal noted now.
Joelle, do you like scandal noted?
I do like scandal noted. I do. It allows us to not just address, but also it doesn't, you know, you can't talk around it. Like I like, well, I just like the right when
you,
center.
Yeah. It makes you, it's telling the audience like, yes, we get that is inappropriate and it's scandalous a bit. And yes, we hear you and we note it, but we need to
push forward and continue our wonderful show.
We need to keep going with the podcast. Yeah.
We have to push forward.
But also in Pete Holmes's case, you know, on his podcast, they just, you know, he has people on and they just go all over the place. They're not following like rewatching a show. So they go in all directions, especially talking about other comedians and stuff. So it's just sort of a quick way of him saying like, yeah, we hear you. We're not going to, we know that you have feelings about X, Y, or Z. It's noted, but we're going to finish the sentence. You know what I mean?
Finish the sentence. No, it's perfect.
He's really, it's called, You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes.
Great podcast.
He's a very funny guy, you guys. And he has a Netflix special coming that when you see it out, I recommend it. Cause Bill and I saw the like final rehearsal and it was so good.
Yeah. So then the beard face.
Beard Fasse comes out and JD says that he was up all night sewing the costume.
Great costume.
And then Jimmy comes out.
Jimmy comes and does all his Saturday Night Live audition impressions.
And the last thing he does is Dane Cook.
He does a good Brad Pitt.
He does a good Dane Cook too. And then he went too far. And then it was too much Jimmy. And then we're both like too much Jimmy.
Yeah, we said we over-Jimmied. Did you guys watch? Brad Pitt is so funny. I don't know if you guys watched Dave, but on the Dave finale, so hilarious.
Seen it yet. Okay. Good.
That's exciting. Everybody watch Dave and watch the Dave finale where Brad Pitt guest stars as himself, and it's really fun. But anyway, not a lot of people do a Brad Pitt impression, and I thought that Taron does a pretty good one.
That's a very good one.
So then Joe and Sonny show up, and they don't have any plan. They ignored rehearsals because they were obsessed, rightfully so, with their patient. And they're playing JD and Turk. We have no idea what they're going to do, and they make out. And that instantly makes us self-conscious about our love.
Guy love all of a sudden is in jeopardy, pretty much.
Now this shit, this second act shit with us trying, like preventing ourselves from this shit was so funny. I laughed so hard at the second act of the show.
Yeah.
When I have the fantasy that we're actually sitting on the same side of the table.
Don't and you we're like it
so
over here?
Flirty, and I'm, we're so flirty. I'm like, yeah. I thought you were off carbs. This shit was hilarious. Yeah, and then you get a big something good happens to you, and I rush over.
Right, and then you turn to walk away.
I'm not allowed to hug you, so I turn. I knew Turk wanted to. There's like this like fucking frosted lens on the outside, shallow focus.
Yeah,
and a dolly pushing on both of us like a fucking rom com.
Right, because Turk and JD have said, look, because of this kiss, and this is how everybody perceives us. we need to take a step back.
Yeah.
You turn around and JD turns around and Turk is gone. Yeah. And he feels like he's missed his opportunity to look back and tell Turk he loved him and he was proud of him. And when before JD can turn back around, we see Turk run into Fred. And he goes, I ran all the way around. I ran all the way around.
That shit is so funny and cute. Oh,
that shit reminded me of, way to go, Paula. I don't know why, but for some reason, I ran all the way around. I ran all the way around.
They love each other so much. You skipped one part where Todd is congratulating Turk, and he says, I shaved my privates bald to look like your head.
Yeah.
As a tribute to you, the Todd shaves his scrotum.
And Turk is scandal noted. And Turk is very appreciative too.
Yes, Turk appreciates it.
Yeah, sincerely.
Okay, so
scandal noted.
Joel. I don't think it's a scandal that Rob shaves his balls, Joel.
Well, not
if
Rob,
someone shaved the their time. Balls. Oh. Yeah, but I don't know. It would be weird if it was like, in honor of your bald head, I shaved my genitals. We're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
That's an HR complaint.
In the real life scenario.
Okay. Life. Well, anyway, JD and Turk, they can't last 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, they eagle and sing Guy Love. Guy Love comes on. Guy Love comes on the soundtrack.
And they hug.
Singing Guy Love was so fun. I think we're going to have to sing Guy Love at each show.
I agree.
Even though that we won't be doing the musical each time, I feel like the audience for each show deserves a rendition of live Guy Love.
They would freak out.
We got to really do it. Special. I love singing it so much. I've been walking around the house singing it.
The
Donald
Eagle
doesn't text me back. Unlike Turk and JD, I can't get a fucking text back.
Okay, let's change the subject. The Eagle in this episode where you jump on my back and we fly off. One, first of all, who was ever on the dolly or the Steadicam, great shot. It was almost like you were on one of those things. It looked like we were flying almost, right? When it pulls back and we run off the camera and everything.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's a very, very popular meme of us.
I forgot that that's where that GIF meme is from.
Yeah. And so when I see it all the time, and I forgot what season it was. I thought we had missed it, but here we are. And it really is shot beautifully. It does look, it feels like, you know how I am. It feels like fucking Superman, John Williams taking off. Da, 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 da.
There's a new Jewish Superman in town.
Yeah, there is.
And I believe there's a new Jewish
American.
I believe there's a new Jewish Lois Lane to go along with him. Sorry,
Rachel
America.
Is not Jewish.
She's not? Oh, she just plays one on TV.
Yes.
Scandal noted.
Scandal noted.
I don't like that anymore. I've been watching that show, and she really leans into the Jewish New Yorker stereotype. So this is my protest. Mm.
Scandal noted. Okay?
Protest noted. Anyway, you get a new Superman doll.
Yeah, we'll see what's up. They're doing a really good one, too. It's All-Star Superman, right? Or is it Kingdom Come? Which one are they doing?
They're doing closer to an All-Star, like very classic kind of Lois Lane and
Superman. That's a great comic. All-Star's a really good comic, you know what I mean?
Is that the OG?
It's not an OG comic, but it's a homage to what the comics were back in the day.
Oh, so they're not doing like the one we saw with Christopher Reeve, episode one.
Way further than that. They're doing like, it's more like All-Star Superman is more like, what was the first Superman? George Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know that.
1930s.
All right, everybody, that's our show. Hollywood. We love you very much. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
Hold on, we gotta give the girls their props. Sonny and Joe. First of all, at the end, Elliot tricks Joe into finally seeing how she's being a hypocrite, trying to get this young lady out, even though she's not going. And when she does, the bridge that is built between her and Sonny from this adventure that they've gone on together, trying to get this young lady out of the ICU it pays off at the end when the two of them see each other. And I think it's a really cute moment. And I think this is where Bill really stuck the landing again. Like, look, this is what Scrubs could be if you wanted it. We've got our guys being silly. You still got all of that. But these are now new, fresh stories with new characters and everything like that. And we can go this direction. I wish he would have stuck around and did it. But, you know, he had Cougar Town. No,
oh.
Bill. Oh. But he had Cougar Town. And the people that did do it, you know, we got a full season out of it. And we're very grateful.
You didn't. You got 12 episodes.
That's a full season nowadays.
In today's numbers, yeah. That's funny. Also, I was so happy they didn't bring the girl. I thought the end was going to be they snuck the girl out, the teenage girl out to a bar. And I was like, that's going to be a weird
ending.
That's
going to be real bad. Yeah.
And I thought I saw her for a second. And I was really relieved when that wasn't her.
That would have been a really bad ending. That's not the... I mean, we have endings like that. Let's keep it 100. We've done shit like that.
But. I know, but I was like, oh, please tell me they didn't sneak the girl out to a bar. And I was like, okay, good, they didn't.
They snuck that kid out to his graduation.
I know, but she's like immune compromised and like she shouldn't be like.
That motherfucker couldn't stand. The kid couldn't stand.
That was really bad when they took the kid to his graduation.
Yeah, he couldn't stand.
Doesn't he collapse?
Pretty much, yes.
He does not make it to the stage.
No.
Not a worthwhile trip in the long run.
They meant well. Their heart was in the right place.
Absolutely.
All right, that's our show. We love you very much. Joelle, Daniel, you want to say anything?
No, thank you guys. Yeah. Look forward to more information on the tour. It's coming.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Really excited.
More, deets on the tour will come. Donald, do you have anything you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody for listening. I am so grateful, especially after experiencing what we experienced in Seattle, to know that you guys really, really do like us. I mean, you like us. You really, really like us.
I know, you're doing the Sally Field Oscar speech.
No doubt. It feels really good, especially around my birthday time. So thank you very, very much.
Do you want to tell everyone what I gave you for your birthday?
He gave me a picture of two of my favorite things, the Notorious B.I.G. and marijuana.
Well, you didn't really describe it very well.
It's Biggie smoking weed.
It's a beautiful photograph, a print that I got of a really shallow picture of a Biggie with a blunt dangling from his lips, and the smoke is clouding in front. It's awesome.
That's very cool.
I said to Donald, I combined two of your favorite things into one picture.
It's beautiful.
That's thoughtful.
And it hangs in my house.
Oh, is it already on the wall?
Well, we have to have the frame guy come, but we already have the space where we want.
All right, good. All right, we love you guys. Count us out, Donald.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.